good night. Sleep tight and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true.
This episode of iRescue Radio is brought to you by ProCPR.org. Online CPR training, when you want it, where you want it.
I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I'm Dan.
And we're back at it again, like it or not.
We're here.
Yeah. New studios, though.
Yeah, new studios. Moved around.
Mm-hmm. I'm still warm.
It's hard to hit a moving target.
Ice water, no more coffee.
All right. That might help you.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm the one that gets sweaty all the time.
Well, for those of you who are listening in, we have a little bit of a temperature problem here.
Yeah, maybe they can offer suggestions.
Maybe so.
Solutions.
Yeah. Could.
Well, we're all in about a little more than 2,000 square feet. And granted, we have different dynisms. Is that right?
Dynism?
Different dynamics.
Biochemistry.
Yeah.
Makeup.
We have some people that like it very hot.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like it very cold.
That's me.
And some people like it right in the middle. Not too unlike the three little bears.
I'm Big Papa Bear.
Oh, I'm Mama.
Hold on. She dipped into the big bowl of porridge, but it was far too hot. Then she tried the middle-sized bowl, but it was all gooey. But when she tried the baby bowl, it was just right, and she gobbled it all up.
There it is. That's basically what we're living here.
Yep.
I'm too hot. I'm too cold. I'm just right.
Well, I'm happy. Dan's staring at me.
Yes, he is.
With an glare. evil glare.
Yes, he is. Okay, so anyway. Well, Dan, you said that you've got a funny anecdote for us.
It harkens back to a previous podcast.
Which, yes, it does.
If you recall, for our faithful listeners,
mm-hmm.
when my wife cut her finger... Mm-hmm. 10 o'clock at night, and had to run into the emergency room. It was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching the whole thing.
Yep.
Talking to the doctor, feeling groovy.
Yeah.
He finishes up,
yep.
walks out of the room. I fainted against the wall. Fortunately, was sitting. They ended up putting me in a bed next to her and feeding me Lorna Doones and apple juice. Right? And middle of the winter, snowstorm, she had to drive home. They actually wanted to admit me, and I refused to let them.
Oh, no.
Well, my prodigy is now attending a school to become a medical assistant. First day of class.
Oh,
most
no.
of this is clinical.
Oh, no.
They practice on each other, mm-hmm, by the way.
Giving shots. Yep.
Shots, yep. And got it.
So he's viewing somebody getting a shot, and...
Not
all
involved.
Of 6'4" and a half.
Not involved at all. Just viewing.
Yeah, just viewing.
Oh, no.
Dropped, clocked his head on the table, and scuffed his knees and hit the floor.
Dan.
Like father,
and
like son.
And I told him to man up.
You did not.
Man up. I'd never do that.
The pot calling the kettle black.
Apple don't far fall from the tree.
There you go.
So that's my anecdote. So just for those that.
Oh, my.
I told Dan.
He's doing better.
I think it runs in the genes.
If we weren't so hot-blooded.
That's what it is. He was too hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my anecdote. Thought that was cute.
We're not too far from that with this next topic.
Let's hear about it.
We are going to talk about a condition that some people believe might be alien abduction.
Okay.
Or sleep paralysis.
I would it's
like, horsey paralysis.
It's like they're really close together.
Okay, whatever.
So, well, I was talking to a gentleman not too long ago, and mm-hmm. I was asking for some interesting topics to talk about, and he said, "Well, you know, most people are attracted to violence or something, you know, that grabs your attention,
mm-hmm.
like alien abduction. Can you do a first aid? Like, what are the indications for first aid treatment for those that have been alien abducted?
First, take the zipper and the costume off, and then, no.
So, anyways, he gave me that idea and then went on to talk about a story he had heard which was that some people who thought they were actually being abducted by aliens, it turned out that they actually had sleep apnea, or they were having a sleep disorder or a dreaming disorder or something like that. Well, we did a little research here in the iRescue Radio studios.
We Googled it once.
Thanks, Dan. After hours of research, we finally uncovered the mystery.
I thought it was I thought it was one Google search. I clicked it. I'm feeling lucky.
Took off. So the suggestion was that people who thought that they had these supernatural things happening to them might actually be suffering from a physiological disorder.
Yeah.
Well, that's right up our alley.
Yeah, I can handle that. I can handle that explanation.
It's great.
I can. Yeah. I'd struggle with the alien explanation a little bit.
Would you?
Yeah, just a little.
I got a crop circle in my yard.
Do you? Yeah. Well, you better turn your blinker off on your lawnmower.
It's because he was talking. Yeah, it's because he was talking to his neighbor while he had his mower running.
Hey, what do I do about these oak leaves?
Holy crud. I just scalped my.
Damn, what are you doing? I'm doing a design, honey.
Crop circles.
Polka dots are in the theory. We may not have the greenish
straight
yard.
Lines. It's so out.
So right. Out. Who wants to just have checkers when you can have circles?
And plant them crops.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Our kids could play a really large version of Twister. All right. So, anyways, getting to the bottom of this. This was quite interesting. And this person... it doesn't have any medical accreditation behind it, listeners. So just so you know, this is really fun, but don't take it too to heart. But you could do your own research, and if you find out something or know something about it, give us a call. Let us know. But anyway,
about
here we go.
Alien abduction?
About sleep paralysis, Dan.
I don't want to hear from them.
So this person says, this person. Now, in this, when I read this, it will make it sound like first person. As we discovered.
When we replayed a little bit?
Yeah, as we discovered. And it's not.
This is a disclaimer if I've ever heard it.
Yes, I am simply reading an article from hubpages.com under /hub/sleep paralysis.
All right.
Okay, so
blame them.
So maybe we'll put a link, right, Jody?
We can put a link.
Oh.
Just because I forgot.
www.roy.com.
Yeah. Okay, so it says, this person says, and this is probably a bad sign because it's just Nick's thoughts. So there's like, yeah.
So you think me saying we Googled it once and came up with the first hit, or I'm feeling lucky, and you question me?
I think we should leave that probably in. On second thought.
I mean, the more you haven't even started and you're really questioning your research.
I'm asking for forgiveness already. All right. So the guy, whoever this guy is, he says, I suffer from a sleep disorder that I have had from my childhood. It has been diagnosed as sleep paralysis, or it could be called REM awakening. As of yet, this sleep disorder is not fully understood, because very few people suffer from its terrifying affliction. So what is sleep paralysis or REM awakening? Nick says, the psychological and psychiatric community explain REM awakening. Well, somebody should Google this. REM awakening as an event often occurring after a dream. Well, yeah. Tried to get it like from an accredited psychological source.
instead of
Nick's thoughts.
I'm feeling lucky.
Instead of just somebody's thoughts out there. The psychological and psychiatric community explain REM awakening as an event often occurring after a dream. During the dream, one will feel that there is something wrong and dangerous about the events that are occurring in the dream. One may feel that they are about to be attacked viciously by something or someone, or they have the feeling that their life is in danger. The crisis begins after waking up from such a dream. The dreamer discovers that he or she is unable to move. From that point on, it becomes a frantic and terrifying panic to get oneself out of that state of being. This is how most people who have had an REM awakening event will describe the experience.
You know what's interesting about that?
Yeah.
to tell you the truth, I really don't know about REM awakening. I've never really heard of that term, okay, per se.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's technically that, but I have had a feeling like that. I've woken up like that, and I've been diagnosed with sleep apnea.
Yeah.
But I've had that where I have woken up...
Panicked?
Panicked. I'm not a panicky kind of person, though, so I wouldn't say like I'm... You know, thinking the world's going to crash or something. Not like that kind of panic.
But startled, almost.
But very startled, where it's like, that feeling of, and it takes probably 5-10 seconds
before. I think I've seen you in that state before.
Well, that's only after lunch.
When I walk in your office. Just doing some more research.
That's right. Don't mind me. So,
why is that drool on the table?
Don't ask.
I seriously have had that feeling, mm-hmm, where I've woken up like I was, my mind was just racing or something.
Well, maybe that's what.
And then I just wake up and I kind of where you can't move for a couple seconds almost.
It sounds like you have this.
It's possible. I don't think I have alien abduction, but
I don't think we're putting the emphasis on alien abduction.
They tried, Jody.
Yeah, they tried to get me.
Hold it. Take the next guy.
They couldn't. Have you seen which one is it? It's the
Did
one
you bring
where,
the lift?
No, what? It's one of the cartoon, one of the movies out there where they lift the guy up and they're trying to get him out of the house, the aliens, and they keep bumping him into the wall. That's that's like an envision trying to get me out of the window. They lift him up. And
boom. Man, that's funny.
But it says here
now that, who says this? What says
now,
this?
Now this is the International Journal of Neuroscience. So this is more of a medical article.
We'll probably put a link to that as well, right, Joe?
We can if I yes, we can.
Okay. If I do this and I do that, I think I can.
If it's not after lunch and I'm in my office in the middle of REM something or other.
Sleep awakening.
Yeah.
So let's look up some other things here. We need some deeper research, guys. Okay, so we got to Google twice or maybe three times.
Right.
All right.
Extensive.
Well, anyway, so I looked up this over on my side of the table here. I looked up that REM paralysis. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Or alien abduction.
I stayed away from that search term. And it brought me to a term called, how do you pronounce it here?
I couldn't tell you.
Hypnagogia, I think is how it's pronounced.
Hypnagogia.
It's really hip.
To be square.
And here's what's crazy about it. It's the transition to and from sleep may be attended by a wide variety of sensory experiences, and these can occur in any modality, individually or combined, and range from the vague and barely perceptible to vivid hallucinations.
Yeah.
I.e. alien abductions.
Yep.
This guy might have had something here.
Yeah, I like I said, I know that I have definitely woken up kind of freaked out, and then just to take it takes a little bit. I look around the room. Okay, I'm still in my bed, in my room, not in the middle of an ocean somewhere on a pirate ship.
Yeah.
What kind of dreams do you have?
Wow.
I'm not going to go into those details.
You know something? This actually could explain a lot of things.
Deja vu, maybe?
Deja vu.
Mm-hmm.
It could explain these sightings.
Mm-hmm.
It strikes me as you're speaking about that, how the brain stores information.
Mm-hmm.
Does it distinguish when you're unconscious in your sleep and your recall decides to kick in the next day?
Yeah.
Does it distinguish between a dream or reality?
Right. Yeah. Well,
depending on how it's stored.
This got into the Tetris effect, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you might be wondering what I was wondering. That is, what's the Tetris effect? Well, people who have spent a long time at something repetitive, some repetitive activity before sleep, in particular one that is new to them, may find that it dominates their imagery as they grow drowsy, a tendency dubbed the Tetris effect.
Oh.
Now, I wonder what the ramifications are of kids that play video games until they fall asleep, watch movies until they fall asleep,
sure,
right? Are studying subject matter until they
Doesn't
fall asleep.
Doesn't mean it's a recall of the actual movie.
Right.
It's
just the brain
but
throwing
the
that
brain
stuff
is,
around.
It's in this hypnagogic phase of sleep where you're actually potentially making up your own movie.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
that's kind of what's going on.
And if it's stored in a way that you can't recall the distinction, it becomes very real to you.
Well, because you're semi-awake.
Well, have you ever had
semi-asleep, semi-awake?
No, listen, you guys have had to have had dreams where you've woken up and thought it was real.
No, I feared that it was real. and quickly found out that it wasn't.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but yeah. But haven't you ever woken up and like you thought you were still where that you were in that dream? Have you ever felt that?
Let me think about that.
I would think so.
Yeah,
possibly. Well, nothing comes to my mind.
Certainly, the deja vu effect.
Yeah.
Really yeah. makes me wonder: did this event really occur?
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems to be all of a sudden repeating itself.
Well, and see, some people will say, well, that's because of multiple lives, right? Remember, so many people will say, deja vu is a proof that there is reincarnation. You actually did that somewhere else in some other lifetime.
Are you suggesting it's a form of schizophrenia?
No, but I think that there are chemicals in our bodies that when they're triggered based on a memory, a dream, on a like association...
Sure.
That it could almost, I mean, because this is triggering something, hypnagogia,
yeah.
that's actually making you say, is this a dream or is it real? And I'm having a hard time deciphering.
Yeah. I just think it's Memorex.
That's right.
Much easier.
Well, Jody, the researcher of the day, actually found something from healthcommunities.com, physicians developed and monitored. So we're going to take this as a bit more toothy.
I didn't just Google once.
You didn't just Google once. Patients, and the overview here, and this is under REM behavior disorder, RBD. Okay, overview, causes sleep paralysis, REM sleep. Patients with rapid eye movement behavior disorder act out dramatic and or violent dreams during rapid eye movement stage sleep. Another feature of RBD is shouting and grunting. Well, I've done that.
My dog does that in the hallway. When it's chasing a rabbit in its sleep.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely. Legs kicking.
Now, how do you know that your dog's chasing a rabbit in his sleep? That's what I want to know.
It told me.
Okay. It whispered.
Lassie.
It's a people whisperer.
Yeah, you know. Think of that, though.
Yeah.
But have you had... I mean, seriously, guys. I've had some of these things we're talking about. Have you had that same experience? Where you've hit your... Like, my wife, I have not... walloped her or anything like that, but she says she's tried to wake me up sometimes.
Yeah,
and my hands will fly, and
I've heard people talk about that.
Oh yeah,
wake up my brother or don't wake up my sister. They'll belt you. I think I've heard more.
I used to walk in my sleep. I broke my arm walking in my sleep.
You did not
hitting me.
You broke your arm walking to sleep.
Oh,
I fell down the flight of stairs.
Oh damn.
Oh.
Wow. Woke up on the toilet. I was still asleep. I was trying to find the bathroom in our new home, and I wasn't familiar with the layout. So my body was going in the direction of our previous home. And within a week of moving to this new house, my dad had put in a new stairway to the addition we were adding.
No kidding.
And bizarrely didn't wake up until I was on the toilet, and Mom was kind of tapping my cheeks and trying to get me awake.
Weird.
Oh. That nuts?
Yeah.
And then I turned 22.
Yeah.
Just joking. I was quite a bit younger than that.
Okay. I remember that because it was right before my 40th birthday.
Before I hired you. What happened to your arm?
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe this explains why soldiers who've come back from wartime have been noted to have these violent dreams.
Well, that's why I really bring it up, because of course we subscribe to impactful moments etching themselves in your mind. Horrific events, exciting events, whatever they are, we know that is pretty factual.
Yes. Well, it goes on to say that RBD, that disorder, right? The rapid eye movement behavioral disorder, RBD, is a type of parasomnia, which is a condition that occurs during sleep and creates a disruptive event. Hmm. It is similar to other sleep disorders that involve motor activity, such as sleepwalking and periodic limb movement disorder. Jody, Dan. Unlike these,
at least we come clean, right?
Yeah. At least we don't say, "Oh, I can't remember."
I would never do anything like that.
Unlike the,
I don't
remember. I don't know. Unlike these conditions, RBD movements occur, during REM sleep, which is usually characterized by a state of atonia.
Estonia.
Atonia.
No. Oh, atonia.
Which means no tone, right?
Oh, okay.
Atonia really or sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
I got 10 atonias.
Diagnosis and treatment involves polysomnography, drug therapy, and an exclusion of potentially serious neurological disorders. RBD is usually seen in men 60 years old or older,
really?
But also occurs in younger people and in women. Now, here's the physiological causes.
They could be young people, too.
Rapid eye movement behavior disorder is an uncommon sleep disorder first described in 1986.
Uncommon?
Huh. There is no known cause for RBD. It is, however, known to occur during rapid eye movement sleep, which is characterized by brain activity patterns that resemble wakefulness and which has been documented with polysomnography and other sleep tests. Most dreaming occurs during REM sleep. Another characteristic of REM sleep is a general state of atonia, or muscle paralysis. So while the brain is very active during REM sleep, the body is usually still. Hmm. So this is a real condition.
Yeah. I don't think the aliens are...
No, but right. You could see where people would have the dream about it, especially if they've been thinking about it.
Absolutely.
Right? Like the Tetris effect.
Yeah.
Or watching movies Close Encounters of the Third Kind or some other type of alien abduction movie, right?
Yes.
Or reading a book.
You know, it might not even be tied to an... it could be a combination of interesting movies. I mean, the theories are all over the board, but it's just fascinating. It doesn't have to be a replication of what you saw the evening before. It could just be the fact that it impacted you neurologically in a way that created more stimulus while you slept and manifested itself in other areas.
Exactly.
So
I just think it's amazing how creative our brains are. You know,
it's unbelievable.
We can come up with a story. Because I know some dreams that I've had are just unbelievably vivid.
Yeah.
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 I don't know.
Do you dream in color?
I don't, you know, I've had that that question before, and I never can answer that correctly. I just know that when I've had a dream, I remember at the moment the dream being extremely vivid, but I can't tell you the dream afterwards. Isn't that weird?
I've never worried about it during a dream.
I mean, you're right. Exactly. I've never thought to look.
it was all there, and I never woke up and thought, weird gray dream.
Exactly. Yeah.
So my daughter this morning, my 4-year-old, and this is after my wife said she got in bed with us and proceeded in the middle of the night to try to tell me about her dream.
Okay.
While I was still comatose.
And
before I left for work, she woke up, gave her a kiss, and I said, so what was this dream you had? And it was about an alligator that was talking to her. But it was chasing her around the room.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That was a scary dream.
It was. And it lives in green water.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, for her to say those descriptive things.
That's my point. Thank you, Jody.
Or did the brain just put that together?
Yeah. And you know what's funny, though? What's really interesting, that's something I think is incredible about this. Because I would not be able to tell you that, yet I can think it. Is that weird or what?
Yeah. Well, and how fast do dreams dissipate? So you remember, what, 1 out of 30 nights sleeps dreams?
Yet
by the 10 o'clock that morning, you may have totally forgotten it. Couldn't recall it.
What was it said? That it's the last dream you're having before you wake. That's the one you remember. That's
exactly right.
Hmm. Interesting.
So if you remember several parts of different dreams, were they all montage in the last dream?
Or do these dream patterns repeat themselves?
It's like reruns.
Reruns.
I got reruns in the head.
Now, here's a recap of your night's sleep. Join us tomorrow.
DVR that.
That's right.
Can I skip the commercials?
Oh, amazing.
So, interesting story. I hope you guys had a lot of fun with it. We did.
Mm-hmm.
And Jody's going to have a lot of fun editing this because there's all kinds of whoops and
I think we got to do the bloopers at the end.
Just put them all in a really fast montage, Jody.
Exactly.
5 seconds or less.
No. Pretty much everything I say.
Always get the campfire going. Oh, we're sitting by the campfire, getting ready to
go to sleep.
Look at the stars.
Oh, see, you're heading down that.
I'm telling you, pirates, swords,
alien abductions,
spaceships, moon.
Well, I'll tell you, this has been fun. But
is that a crackling fire?
All things have to come to an end.
Yes, they do.
At some point.
Why do you look at me when you say that?
So it's been great working with you.
So from the studios of iRescue Radio, I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I'm Dan.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Au revoir. Adios. Good night.
If you have anything you would like to contribute to iRescue Radio, you can contact us toll-free at 866-661-5701. Or visit our website at iRescueRadio.com. The
The commentaries in this podcast may not reflect the views of iRescue Radio or any of its sponsors or subsidiaries. iRescue Radio will not be held liable for any damages resulting from the advice given in this podcast.